You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
The remote shooting range.
Witnesses say a car bomb has exploded near a government building in a Niger town that has been attacked three times over the past week by Boko Haram militants. This is USA Radio News.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
People may not be as safe in their late model cars as they think, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Your new car has all sorts of wireless technology that makes you vulnerable to hackers, according to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey.
No longer do you need a crowbar in order to break into a car. Now, you could do it with an iPad.
Researchers have shown that hackers can take the controls of some vehicles, causing them to speed up or turn, for example. After questioning automakers, Senator Markey advises drivers to ask questions because he says there really aren't any clear guidelines on the books. He was on CBS This Morning. Rita Foley, Washington.
New figures show at least 52 people have died and 79 have been injured in crashes involving General Motors cars with defective ignition switches. An attorney hired by GM says he has received more than 4,200 claims for payment. GM allegedly knew about the faulty switches in Cobalts and other small cars for more than a decade, but didn't recall them until February. These switches can slip out of the on position and cause the cars to stall unexpectedly. A British police force has apologized after an officer asked a store for the names of people who had bought copies of the French magazine Charlie Hebdo. Wiltshire police say the inquiries were part of an assessment of community tensions after the deadly January 7th attack on the offices of the publication. The force said Monday that information relating to the incident has been disposed of. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, and this is Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Hot in Hunterdon, and we are in the studio today in Flemington, and I am happy to say that the weather was not so terrible today. So I hope you're all having a great weather day, and I'm glad that you could join us here on Hot in Hunterdon. And of course, the Hunterdon County Chamber is the only or the first Chamber of Commerce to sponsor a 24-hour radio show on the internet. So I'm happy that I am able to be one of their volunteer hosts today. So we're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll be back with the weather.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Okay, great. And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot in Hunterdon, and we're back here in Flemington, and I can tell you what's going on right now, which is a winter weather advisory, which is in effect until tomorrow at 12 a.m. So I don't like to say the S word, but it's going to come out of my mouth right now. So today we have snow, freezing rain, and sleet likely. Although I just came into the studio and it really is not doing anything. But I'm still going to read because that's what I'm supposed to do here, or Richard will get upset with me. So we have cloudy with a high near 29 today, northeast wind around 10 miles per hour, 70% chance of precipitation, and the total daytime ice accumulation is about a tenth of an inch of ice. So that's not too bad. Tonight we're looking at some snow before midnight, and then we have a chance of precipitation. However, the new snow, and there's that S word, accumulation is less than 1 inch. So it's not too bad. Tuesday, we're cloudy and then mostly sunny. We're actually going to see some sun and a high near 36. Tuesday night, we have a low around 20, but it's clear. And I'm happy to say Wednesday, I get a better S word, which is mostly sunny. So that's our weather. If you do go out, be very careful on untreated surfaces because it is very icy. Now, I will confess, I'm making her microphone live right now. I have Rachel Stevenson, who is a health educator, in the studio with me. We're going to be talking about heart and health, but before we do that, I wanted to just make her live so she feels like she's part of the studio here. So, Rachel, if you want to say hello.
Hello.
Great. So I know it's your first time on the radio and your first time here at Hot and Hunterdon. And I do like to start out with a poem. Now, this week is, well, first I'll start out with my confession, which is one day this past week, I actually was coming out of the building at work and it was late at night and it was dark and it had been a little sunny and then got very cold and I actually went down, completely down on the ice. So I just want to remind everyone, on the untreated surfaces can be very, very slippery. Even when you know it's ice, you can still slip. And there's so many risks that happen with that. So we are talking about hearts and health today. And I thought this was perfect that you would be able to come today because Friday, do you know what Friday is?
Friday is National Heart.
It is, and it is Valentine's Day on Saturday. So we have Friday, National Heart Day, and Saturday we actually have Valentine's Day. So because of that, I do like to start out with a quote, and I don't care if it's corny, but we're going to do a poem by Elizabeth Barrett Browning, who has one of the most famous poems, How Do I Love Thee? How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. I love thee to the depth and breadth and height my soul can reach. When feeling out of sight, for the ends of being an ideal grace, I love thee to the level of every day's most quiet need by sun and candlelight. I love thee freely as men strive for right. I love thee purely as they turn from praise. I love thee with a passion put to use in my old griefs and with my childhood's faith. I love thee with a love I seem to lose with my lost saints. I love thee with the breath, smiles, tears of all my life, and if God choose, I shall but love thee better after death. I think sometimes we forget how romantic Valentine's Day can be and how important our heart is. Heart is central to so many things. So, Rachel, you're a health educator.
Right.
And you've been doing health education for about 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, I went to school for health education, so I'm in the field of that, what I like to do. So
there's not a lot of people that pick a career and then go out in the fields in the practical world and then actually find that they like it. But you find that you're well suited to it?
Yeah, I think so. I like to, you know, get the word out to the public, and especially, you know, to take care of your heart and your body.
And you have a great job, don't you?
Yes.
And where do you work, Rachel?
I work at for the Norwest CAP Cancer Education Early Detection Program. And what we do is we provide comprehensive outreach, education, and screening services for breast, cervical, colorectal, and prostate cancers. So and then on another note, what we do is we provide free cancer screenings for women between the ages of 21 and 64 and men between the ages of 50 and 64. And some of those screenings include a clinical breast exam, pelvic exam, pap test, a mammogram, prostate exam, and if you qualify, a colonoscopy. And there's different eligibility requirements, such as income and whether you're uninsured or underinsured. And there's a program in each county in New Jersey, not just Warren County.
That's excellent. So if people want to reach out and find out a little bit more about the county where they are in New Jersey, do you have a phone number for that?
Yeah, there's a main line that you can call in. It's 1-800-328-3838. And what they'll do, it's basically kind of like an answering service. You call in and then they'll filter you into the county that you live in.
That's perfect. I know you mentioned some of the eligibility, but it really is a very uncomplicated screening process. It starts with a phone call, and then it's just a series of questions. Isn't that correct?
It is. Every county does it a little bit differently. In Warren County, we do all the screening over the phone, so you don't actually have to go to a site. It's really simple, and then we contract with different physicians and offices around Warren County, and that's where most times the clients call in, and they actually they find that the physician that they usually go to, we contract with them, and they can actually continue going to them through our program.
Which is excellent. Mm-hmm. So it's just, they're just like any other patient with insurance.
Right.
It's no
yep.
hassle.
You walk into the office. They don't know that you're in the SEED program, but you're there for your yearly exam. So
that's excellent. One of the things that I love about Norwest CAP is that I think we remove a lot of barriers to getting services, and even with health, even when you know that you have a history in your family and you know every year you should go for a mammogram, it still can be very fearful or off-putting.
It is.
So
yeah.
I think there's
a lot of barriers into getting a mammogram. I mean, let's face it, who really wants to go to get their yearly mammogram?
Not too many people.
Right.
And now once you're in the SEED program and you've gotten a mammogram, for example, you also do reminder letters or outreach, don't you?
We do. We have a follow-up policy, and we send home reminders if you're due for a yearly mammogram or if you have a short-term follow-up. We're there for you every step of the way to kind of walk you through and guide you through the whole process. And along with our screening services, we do different outreach events and offer educational programs. So if anybody in the public is interested in bringing us in to educate on, you know, breast health or anything related to health in general, we're here to provide programs.
And you would do that for all ages?
For all ages.
That's mm-hmm. excellent. I don't know anyone who has such a vast array of material to cover so many different topics and populations. And I'm glad you're here today to be able to talk to us about Friday's Heart Day.
Thanks.
Right?
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And we're going to talk a little bit about why that's important and what some of the risk factors are so that our listeners will be able to take advantage of the knowledge that you have. So, Rachel, if anyone would like to have you present a health education program, you know, perhaps they have it could be anything from a business club to a Rotary meeting to, you know, a simple gathering of, people doing crocheting or sewing.
Right.
How would they reach you?
Well, I mean, you can call our main number. It's 908-387-9888. Or you can go on the Norwest CAP website, and it includes all of our information. There's an email address there as well. Some of the basic programs that we're able to provide, as I said before, is breast health, and we also focus on sun safety. This upcoming summer, I want to focus more on the teenagers and kind of develop a program around indoor tanning, which has become a problem over the years. Sun safety, I mean, anything in general, we kind of develop according to the group that is looking for an educational program.
Okay, great. So if you want to take advantage of Rachel's knowledge and her willingness to tailor a program, please give her a call at 908-387-9888. I call that number about 50 times a day, bothering the small staff over there. So we're going to take a small break, have a couple commercials, and then we're going to be back talking about February for American Heart Month and a little bit about health disease and health education. So please stay with us.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Okay, great. This is Georgine Trinkle. I'm your host here for Hot in Hunterdon, and I welcome you all back. Today is February 9th, and it's just a little bit, it's 4:17, and we're talking about American Heart Month and heart health. And of course, I have to keep throwing the romance in there, Rachel. I'm sorry, but taking care of all of your heart, the emotional and the health aspect of it, are getting equal billing today in the studio. So for the people who on Saturday don't have plans for Valentine's Day, a great thing that's going on here in Hunterdon County, and maybe you'd like to take advantage of it too, Rachel, it's at the First Presbyterian Church in Lambertville, and they have the Riverside Symphony will be there, and the tickets are $30 for adults, which is a bargain, and it starts at 4 p.m. So we have some great Hunterdon happenings for Valentine's Day. I hope people go out and support something like that at the First Presbyterian Church in Lambertville. Could just Google that, and I was able to find that online. And just to remind people as well, we have so many great wine and vineyards in Hunterdon County that are award-winning, and I don't know if it's on our agenda, but I know red wine is good for the heart, in moderation.
In moderation. Very true.
So there are several fantastic wineries in the area that are award-winning wineries, so you might want to take a tour, do a wine tour, a little tasting for Valentine's Day. So it's important. We're going to tell you how to, Rachel's really going to tell you how to take care of your heart health-wise, and I'm going to throw in some other things so that you all have a great Valentine's Day, because I love Valentine's Day, Rachel.
Yes, I do too. And you really do. You honestly do have to love your heart to stay healthy.
Absolutely. So now that we all know that you're Rachel Stevenson and you are a health educator and you work for the SEED program, which provides comprehensive outreach, education, and screening services for a variety of health topics, I know we wanted to do this in the studio today for American Heart Month. Can you tell us what heart disease actually is?
Sure. It's actually the leading cause of death nationwide. It affects men, women, adults of all races, and there's chronic conditions and lifestyle choices that put people at a high risk. It's actually the number one killer of women, and it's more deadly than all forms of cancer combined. So it's an interesting point to think about. You know, cancer gets a lot of publicity, and heart disease is kind of, to me, it seems like it's put on the back burner a little bit, and it really needs to be focused on just hearing the different facts and statistics about it.
Now, I noticed on my sister works for a hospital, Columbia Hospital, and she was posting, she's a big Facebook poster, and she was posting these pictures of her and her team. Everybody was in red.
Yeah.
And people may be seeing that. Can you tell our listeners what that is, actually?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically just an awareness, just like you would see pink for breast health. So you can go on the website, goredforwomen.org, and it actually explains the reason why people go red. On it was this past Friday was declared the National Heart Day, February 6th. So if you're interested, go redforwomen.org, and it just explains different awareness and gives great resources about American Heart Month.
That's great. So now when we see all the red shirt postings on the different social media sites, we'll know why. And it's really shocking to me that the number one killer of women is heart disease, and I feel like that really is not, that message has not been well delivered
right, exactly.
to people. So I'm really glad you're here to talk about it a little bit and maybe help us to prevent mm-hmm. or change that from being that statistic.
Right.
So what actually are some of the, like, are there causes, things that are common?
Yeah, so more specifically, there's a bunch of different conditions that can affect your heart. But the most common is the plaque buildup or the narrowing of the arteries that supply blood to the heart. And that buildup or narrowing can lead to a heart attack or stroke. And the buildup, it's called plaque. And there's not one specific cause of the plaque, but it's thought to be caused by elevated levels of cholesterol, high blood pressure, and smoking cigarettes.
Okay. Now, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but with so many drug manufacturers that do advertisement on the television for their particular brand of medication, there is a commercial on there that you see the plaque building up and then the blood flow doesn't get
right.
through. So
right, that's the image that you're seeing. That's the plaque.
Okay, and so obviously there are some medications for that, mm-hmm. but are there some things people could do to prevent that from actually getting to the heart disease?
There is. It's actually one of the most preventable diseases possible. And there's several factors to prevent heart disease. And the first one is to eat a healthy diet. And it's really kind of just looking at your plate and trying to make half of your plate fresh fruits and veggies. And if you can't buy fresh, try and limit the sodium by choosing frozen vegetables versus canned. And actually, it's surprising how much sodium is found in foods. Even foods that you wouldn't think are salty, such as, I was so surprised, you look at the nutrition label on a box of pancake mix, and there's tons of sodium in that. You wouldn't think that, you know. You make pancakes and you put syrup on it, and who would think there's salt in pancake mix? But it's just important to, you know, read food labels and check the sodium content in that.
And I think the fresh fruit is really the way to go. I know. One thing is, someone we had in our studio here, we were talking about he was a scientist, Robert DeSario, and we were talking about the ways to reduce global warming. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things, like, grow your own food or get food nearby and locally.
Local. You know who's growing it. You know what's going into it.
Absolutely. And just this past weekend, I bought one of, I won't say the brand name, but it's supposed to be like a vitamin kind of drink, a fruit and vegetable drink. And I never bought it before. And when I brought it home, I saw that it had, like, it was fusion. And then I'm looking at all the things, and it's not just, I'm not drinking. I really would have been much better to go in the produce section and gotten an orange for every day and an apple instead of thinking, you know, I'm doing a great thing, because there was so much sodium in it. And I never anticipated that.
The sodium and the sugar content.
Yes.
I mean, if you're also looking at the label, a lot of those, you know, you buy the green drinks, and most of the time they're filled with sugar. So it's, you know, better to buy fresh and just consume what you know what you're eating.
And I would definitely much rather just eat a plate of vegetables than anything else. Mm-hmm. So just buy fresh as much as possible. And the sodium thing, really, I mean, do you think that people know how to read the labels? Like, what would be a percentage for sodium intake on a processed food?
So it really depends. Most of the time they'll say the percentage, and it's based off of, I mean, I'm specifically not too sure, but a 1,500, 2,000 calorie diet. So the higher the percentage on the food, it's something that you would want to stay away from.
And I know you had mentioned the deli meat, mm-hmm. luncheon meat. They do sell low salt.
They do.
But it's not in the case. If you don't know to ask for low salt, you don't even know it's back there.
Right. And if you are a fan of lunch meat, then I, you know, would suggest buying the low sodium. And surprisingly, a lot of people, you know, kind of think that it's the salt that they put on their food, the table salt, but a lot of times it's actually the salt that's already in the food. That's the main problem of the sodium.
And there are salt substitutes
mm-hmm.
People can get if they still want that flavor but
mm-hmm.
don't want the actual salt.
Right.
And now we see a lot of things now about sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a better alternative?
I mean, I think it's more of a preference than anything. It's still salt. And it still adds sodium.
All right. So for all the people that I'm always bothering about their diets, just stay away from the salt.
Right,
and the processed food. Go with the fresh vegetables and fruit. Mm-hmm. And you are doing your heart a very good turn by really paying attention to what your intake is and what kinds of food that you have. So besides the fruit and vegetables, which are great and limiting sodium, are there other things we can do?
I mean, there's also not just the sodium, but it's also important to look at the saturated fat and cholesterol that you're eating. And that's something that you could also find on the food labels. And, you know, a lot of fast food options are loaded with saturated fat and cholesterol. So it's important to a lot of fast food restaurants have the dietary guidelines and the food labels out now. So it's worth it to take a look at that. And even the milk that we drink every day, to look at, you know, drinking low fat instead of whole milk, or even an alternative such as almond milk that, you know, doesn't have the saturated fat in it.
And there are so many other choices. I know a lot of people have very, very busy lives in between meetings, and the fast food restaurant is a quick and easy. Mm-hmm. They make it easy, so it's to go. But you could run into a convenience store and get a yogurt.
Right.
You know, they do have spoons there. You could get the yogurt and a spoon.
Right. It's not always the drive-through.
Absolutely. Know. And even some of the places now, they have the egg white sandwiches and the turkey sausage. And, you know, so I think it's just a matter of if you're really choosing to do that, which there really are a lot of other options, at least get the best option that you can.
Right.
Don't just order what you always order. Mm-hmm. You know, see if there's something that would be a little bit better. I do know someone I used to work with, her daughter was a vegetarian, and she used to order the whatever the fast food type of burger was without the burger.
Oh, okay.
So she'd enjoy the seasoning and the lettuce and the tomato and all that and the bun. And so that's always an option, isn't it? And with the milk, I know with the WIC program, Rachel, they changed the formula a lot. And right now, I believe whole milk isn't even an approved WIC product.
Right. I know they did go healthier, and they did make a lot of changes, which I'm not specifically familiar with. But I know, that is one of the changes that they made.
So I have to assume that it's a huge difference between the caloric intake of regular milk and soy milk or low-fat milk.
It is. Yeah. I mean, not just the calories, but then the saturated fat. So that's a big difference.
Okay, and we do hear a lot about red meat. So what should we do there? Just completely avoid it, or?
Well, I mean, that's hard to do for, you know, meat lovers, but it's definitely important to limit red meat. And it's surprising how little meat that we should be consuming. So instead of making that a focus, again, you should make half your plate fruits and veggies. And even to try and make go for a meatless Monday, or, you know, go for an entire day and not eat meat and see how you like that.
And there are so many alternatives. I myself do not eat red meat, but I didn't realize until recently, like turkey London broil. Absolutely delicious, you know.
Yeah.
So I cook for my mom a lot and my sisters, and, you know, I never cook red meat for them. Of course, I'm sure when they're not eating my meals, they're chowing down with half a cow. But at least when I'm feeding their dinners, there's turkey meatloaf. There are turkey meatballs in the sauce.
Right.
Even
if you like the ground beef, go for the ground turkey. And actually, the other day I found it's ground meatless burger.
Ah.
So I've yet to try it, but I thought it was pretty interesting.
See, so it's just, I think, a lot in awareness, looking around. It's not making the same choices you always make. Just really thinking about things and exploring the different options that we have. And I think that makes a world of difference. We're going to go to the news, and then I'll be back with the weather. And then, Rachel, you're going to stay around till 5, and we're going to talk a little bit more about some other things that we could do to actually maybe stop this from being the number one killer of women, and to help it be the most preventable disease ever.
Yes, I will be here.
Okay, great. I'll just put the go to the news now, and we'll be back.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama and German leader Angela Merkel are meeting to discuss violence in the Ukraine by pro-Russian rebels. During their joint press conference, President Obama said sanctions must remain in place. Merkel believes diplomacy is the only way to end the conflict. But British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says the European Union is ready to impose new sanctions, but not until after this week's peace negotiations in Belarus.
So this is a clear signal to Russia that we are united.
The talks will begin Wednesday. Marriage licenses are now being issued to same-sex couples in Alabama. AP correspondent Jay Reeves describes the scene at a Birmingham courthouse.
They're waving their marriage certificates in the air.
And gay marriage opponent James Dansby was also at the courthouse.
This type of relationship here is detrimental not only to the family, but I think it's detrimental to the society in a whole.
The marriages began after the U.S. Supreme Court said it wouldn't stop the marriages. This is USA Radio News.
Don't miss Sprint's Cut Your Bill in Half event. Just bring your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. So if you're paying $260 a month for your family's four lines with Verizon, we'll cut it to $130. Or if you're paying $80 for yourself, we'll cut it to $40. Plus, we'll give you unlimited talk and text in the U.S. and match your data all on the Sprint network. The Cut Your Bill in Half event at Sprint. Bring us your Verizon or AT&T bill and turn in your old phone, and we'll cut your rate plan in half. Visit us at Sprint.com/halfprice or go to a Sprint store today.
Limited time offer available when you choose a leasing option or Sprint Easy Pay. Subject to credit and valid consumer report. Discount applied to monthly voice, text, and data charges with a minimum $10 monthly rate charge. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-ons, apps, premium content, international services, additional lines, and device charges. Other plans may receive prioritized bandwidth availability. To improve data experience for the majority of users, throughput may be limited, varied, or reduced on the network. Max of 10 lines per account. No cash back. Third-party marks are property of their respective owners. Restrictions apply.
Boston is getting hammered with more snow, and it's causing problems with travel. Dozens of commuters were rescued from a train that became disabled due to weather-related power outages. Many flights at Logan International Airport have been canceled. Jury selection began today in Texas in the trial of an ex-Marine accused in the shooting death of Chris Kyle, the former Navy SEAL depicted in the film American Sniper. Kyle's friend, Chad Littlefield, was also killed. AP correspondent Martin DeCaro reports that Routh's attorneys plan to pursue an insanity defense.
His family members say former Marine Eddie Ray Routh struggled with post-traumatic stress disorder after leaving the Marines in 2010. Chris Kyle took Routh to the shooting range after Routh's mother asked if he could help her son. About 2 hours later, an employee discovered the bodies of Kyle and Chad Littlefield at the remote shooting range.
Witnesses say a car bomb has exploded near a government building in a Niger town that has been attacked 3 times over the past week by Boko Haram militants. This is USA Radio News.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax and then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set so you can give all your 2-inch tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something? Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com and file your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
People may not be as safe in their late model cars as they think, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Your new car has all sorts of wireless technology that makes you vulnerable to hackers, according to Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey.
No longer do you need a crowbar in order to break into a car. Now you could do it with an iPad.
Researchers have shown that hackers can take the controls of some vehicles, causing them to speed up or turn, for example. After questioning automakers, Senator Markey advises drivers to ask questions because he says there really aren't any clear guidelines on the books. He was on CBS This Morning. Rita Foley, Washington.
New figures show at least 52 people have died and 79 have been injured in crashes involving General Motors cars with defective ignition switches. An attorney hired by GM says he has received more than 4,200 claims for payment. GM allegedly knew about the faulty switches in Cobalts and other small cars for more than a decade, but didn't recall them until February. These switches can slip out of the on position and cause the cars to stall unexpectedly. A British police force has apologized after an officer asked a store for the names of people who had bought copies of the French magazine Charlie Hebdo. Wiltshire police say the inquiries were part of an assessment of community tensions after the deadly January 7th attack on the offices of the publication. The force said Monday that information relating to the incident has been disposed of. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
And we're back here at Live Hot in Hunterdon, and we're in Flemington in the studio. I'm doing five things over here, so I do want to give everyone the weather because it is a tough day. It's been a tough day for a lot of people traveling, and we just heard about the Boston weather, so we're not getting that over here. We do have a winter weather advisory that's in effect until tomorrow at 12 a.m., and hazardous weather outlook, which means that we have some snow, freezing rain, and sleet likely this afternoon. But we do have a high near 29, and it's looking like less than half an inch, so it's not too bad. Tonight, we have snow likely, but again, less than 1 inch of rain and a light wind, about 9 to 11 miles an hour. So Tuesday, we have cloudy and then mostly sunny with a high near 36. That is going to feel excellent. We get a little snow and a 36-degree temperature. We may be able to melt some of the ice. And I warn everyone again, caution when you're walking on the ice. It is slippery. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 19, and Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 33. So I'm going to cut it off there because I don't want everyone to know that Thursday night we have a low around 7 and Friday a high near 16, which is Friday night's low of 3 is not making me very happy. This is and we keep having these snows on Mondays, these winter advisory. I don't know what's up with that on Monday, but hopefully this will be the last Monday. And I'm in the studio here with Rachel Stevenson, our health educator from the Norwest Cap Seed Program. We're talking about heart and health, and we're really talking about the health of our heart, how we can prevent heart disease. It's a preventable disease, and that it is the number one killer of women. So trying to make a dent in that. And then I keep turning to the emotional matters of the heart, which is just as important as the health matters. Really have to follow our hearts. Sometimes that has consequences, but we really need to listen to our hearts if it's because of indicators of health reasons or because it's telling us to do something or not do something. We really have to listen. So, because it is Valentine's Day on Saturday, lot of things that we can do. And you to listen to your heart. You do not have to be part of a couple. It is great to be by yourself and be happy. And so, if you want, there are movies all over the place. I think it's the Golden Globe this weekend. And the library has so many DVDs you can rent. They also have movie nights at different times. So invite everyone to really do something special for themselves and their heart. If that is not going to the drive-thru to get the processed food, right, or when you're at the lunch counter to ask if they have any low-salt cold cuts for the deli order, just even if it's just a little thing, just to do something.
Right, just make a small change.
Excellent. And there's other changes that we can make, aren't there some?
There are. There's many other ways to prevent heart disease. And the other way is to maintain a healthy weight, because being overweight or obese can increase your risk for heart disease. And in order to determine if you are overweight, there's a way called a body mass index, also known as, you might have heard the term, a BMI. And what it does, it looks at your height versus weight ratio. A better way to determine whether you are at a healthy weight is to use your waist and hip measurements, and that'll basically determine if you have excess body fat. And researchers say that now your waist size is actually a better determining factor than BMI to see if you are at risk for heart disease.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually the what's called the visceral fat that you carry around your belly. So actually, if you're carrying, they say, you know, it's better to be a pear shape than an apple. Depending where you carry your fat.
So all the guys who think that they have padding over muscle, they should be concerned.
Right. That is not a good thing.
padding over muscle is not good. Okay, great. And I think I know BMI sometimes can be complicated, but they even sell scales now that measure your BMI.
They do. They do have BMI scales. And it's also important to just remember, it's a screening tool. It's not, you know, saying that you are overweight, because, you know, a BMI can be off. But just to remember, it is a screen.
I love the apple and pear.
Yeah.
That's a great, great example. And exercise.
Yeah, exercise is another factor to reduce the risk of heart disease. And I know we all have busy lifestyles, and it's difficult. You know, people tell you to exercise regularly. You should aim for actually 2 hours of moderate intensity for 30 minutes, 2 hours and 30 minutes every week. So what you can do to try and incorporate physical activity into a busy lifestyle, just a couple tips. You could park farther away at the grocery store or from your work. When you go into work, you could take the stairs versus the elevator. Georgine and I were talking earlier about having a walking lunch. So instead of, you know, sitting at your desk, which most of us do, and eating your lunch, get out. I know it's cold now, but getting out and having a walking lunch. Or even at night, when you get home, if you have kids, you can, you know, turn the TV off, run around the house, play hide and go seek, you know, just kind of have some old-fashioned fun.
Old-fashioned fun is the best kind of fun. And really, you have to make time to exercise.
You do. And that, I think that's a great point. And, you know, we all do have busy lifestyles, and we have meetings scheduled, and we have appointments scheduled. And who's to say that exercise shouldn't be scheduled just like your meetings are? You know, make
absolutely.
That point to you know, run or do something at, you know, 4 p.m. every day. Because if you don't schedule it, you're not going to do it.
Absolutely. And it should be a priority, mm-hmm. especially knowing with what you're sharing today, how we can prevent heart disease. It's an important thing. And, you know, we deserve that to take care of ourselves.
Right.
So
exactly.
Sounds
without
like
our health, you know, you don't have much.
Absolutely. And it's good that you're giving such great examples, 2 hours and 30 minutes every week, so people can kind of calculate that into mm-hmm. their schedules.
Right. And it can be bits here and there, you know, get up and walk for 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to dedicate an hour and a half every day. You know, you could break it up.
Okay, great. And all kinds of exercise, you know, if it's walking, running, if
right.
you're rowing, if you're on the treadmill, you know, whatever it is,
right.
you're lifting weights.
As long as you're moving.
You're moving.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Okay. What other things can we do?
Well, the other big factor, you shouldn't smoke. And if you don't smoke, then you shouldn't start, because it does. It increases your risk for heart disease. And I know smoking cigarettes must be very difficult to quit. And I actually heard somewhere, I believe it takes an average of 7 to 9 attempts to finally quit smoking. So, you know, I've seen a billboard before and it says, don't quit trying to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something to remember. You know, if you fail once, just keep at it.
Okay.
There's a lot of benefits to quitting, actually. There's a great resource. It's New Jersey Quitline. And there's an article, and it talks about the benefits of quitting. And actually, within 20 minutes, your blood pressure and heart rate returns back to normal. And it goes through from 20 minutes to 15 years, the different benefits. And it's really interesting. Within 1 year, your heart attack risk is decreased by 50%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That is incredible.
Yeah. So, you know, people might think, I've been smoking for 20 years. What does it matter if I quit now? You know, I've been smoking that long. But it doesn't matter. You could be smoking for a year or 20 years. There's still some sort of benefit in quitting.
In quitting. And so if people want to get some help with that, the New Jersey Quitline number.
Yeah, there's New Jersey Quitline. And you can call in at 1-866-657-8677, and they offer free coaches, and if you're eligible, they have patches to residents of New Jersey to help assist in quitting.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's what a great resource.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I was talking about the wine tours, which there really is some benefit to one glass of red wine,
right?
But
in moderation, of course.
In moderation, so.
Yep, it is. Another factor to reduce your risk of heart disease is to limit alcohol use. And studies have shown that women who drink excessively are at an increased risk for damage to the heart muscle. Even women that drink at a lower level, they're at a bigger risk than men. So,
Once again, I'd have to say this heart thing is very unfair to the female gender.
It is. It is.
I don't know about
this. It does affect everyone. However, it does affect women a little bit more.
And I don't think people really truly understand that. And I don't think women know what a risk it is for their heart. So thank you so much for sharing this. We're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll be back, and we're going to talk a little bit about some other preventative things that we can do.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, everyone, and this is Georgine Trinkle, and we're here at Hot and Hunterdon. Today is February 9th, and it is 4:47, and I'm here with Rachel Stevenson, who is a health educator, and because it is February, which is Heart Month, and because Saturday is Valentine's Day, we wanted to talk about heart, and, you know, we're really learning a lot of different things, especially that the leading cause of death for women, the leading killer, is actually heart.
Right.
Heart related. So I think if we went out on the street, if we could find people out in the snow and a little bit of sleet, and we asked people what the number one killer of women were, I don't think they would answer.
I agree. I don't think they would know. Yeah, there's not a lot of awareness around heart disease like there is for something like breast cancer. So it's really important to know that this is a major factor.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to just take a moment to give people some resources. So if they want to write it down or type it in, obviously this is an internet radio show, so they may want to just put it right in their computer. So if people want to get in touch with you, Rachel, to talk about providing a free health education program or a little bit about the SEED program, even though you're doing the SEED program in Warren, they certainly could call you and you could direct them to the appropriate county. And that number is?
The number to reach me directly is 908-387-9888. And again, you can go on the Norwest CAP website, and there's also an email link if you'd like to email as well.
Excellent. And you also gave a great resource for quitting smoking, and that's the New Jersey Quit Line.
Right. New Jersey Quit Line. And the number that you can call is 1-866-657-8677. And again, they offer free coaches and patches to eligible residents of New Jersey.
Excellent. I think these are just such great resources, and I think everyone, probably while we were on our commercial break, went around to get a tape measure to go measure their weight and their BMI.
Hoping they're a pear and not an apple, right?
Absolutely. That they're trying to check their padding levels right now, make sure there's not too much padding over muscle. So we've really learned a lot about some of these things that we can do, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, scheduling time for your workout, and having some good old-fashioned fun.
Right.
But there's some other things we could do, too, to prevent medical conditions. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about if people have high cholesterol or high blood pressure.
Right. I mean, the important thing to remember is with anything, cancer included, early action is key. So really to know your numbers. And if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or diabetes, there's steps that you can take to lower your risk for heart disease. So even though you may have those factors, there's still steps that you can take. And the first one being that you should have your cholesterol checked, and you should contact your healthcare provider. And it's a simple blood test that they can do. And actually, people with high cholesterol have about twice the risk of heart disease as people with lower levels.
Wow, twice mm-hmm. the risk?
Twice the risk.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So they really do need to be under care of a provider and checking their levels often.
Right, right. Yeah, and the other way is to monitor your blood pressure. And it's known as the silent killer because high blood pressure, it doesn't have any symptoms. So it's important to have it checked on a regular basis. And I saw somewhere that it's about 1 in 3 adults have high blood pressure. And what it means is it makes your heart work too hard, and it increases your risk of heart disease.
And where could you get your blood pressure checked?
I've seen them in grocery stores before. Grocery stores and even CVS or Walgreens, they have the Minute Clinics now, mm-hmm. and you could even go in there and get your blood pressure taken. So it's kind of, it's all over the place. It's just, sitting down and getting it taken.
So if people just become aware of it, they decide, okay, I'm listening to Rachel, I'm going to go get my blood pressure monitored. You just pop over to one of the even pharmacies.
Right, any pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. And get that checked. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Now, what about diabetes? That's such a scary thing.
Yeah, it is. It's important to closely monitor your blood sugar levels and to just make sure that your different treatment options are, provided by your healthcare provider.
Okay, and they should, and that's also with their diet as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just watching your diet, limit sugar. And the other important factor is to take your medication. So if you have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, or diabetes, you should follow the instructions carefully. If you have a medication and you should be taking 2 a day, but you take 1, you're not following it correctly. So, always ask questions if you don't understand something, which, can be a scary thing. So it's important to understand completely and fully.
And I find working sometimes with healthcare providers and you're getting some information about your health, you can have some anxiety. So it's always good if you can bring someone with you.
Yep.
And always have a notepad and just take notes. If you don't understand something, stop the physician or the physician assistant. Exactly. And have a relative or a friend come so you're hearing it.
It is. It's new ground. And having somebody, I like that point, having somebody else with you, so you have 2 ears. And then you can go home and talk about it. And if you miss something and then you have, the person that you brought with you, they can, discuss your treatment plan or, you have that list of questions and answers that you can go along with.
Excellent. So, and medication can change too. You talked about making sure that you follow your medication. If you're doing something, you do need to check in with a physician because things do change.
Things change. I mean, and according to your weight, according to your level. So, yeah, it is always definitely important to check with your physician.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I know we just have about 4 or 5 minutes left, and I did want to talk a little bit about the warning signs, especially this time of year. There's the different times that even this year we haven't had a lot of snow, but some of the snow we've had has been so heavy, and I always worry about people that
right.
they're not wearing the right clothes when they're shoveling, they're exerting themselves,
uh-huh.
or something's happening to their body, but they're just thinking that it's the snow shoveling. Can
right.
you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. The major warning signs of a heart attack, it's not always straightforward, and especially for women, the classic signs are chest pain or discomfort. A lot of women actually might, experience nausea, lightheadedness, or cold sweats, or shortness of breath, and sometimes they might put it off as, something else, like a stomach bug. But it's important to remember that, those signs or symptoms can also be a factor of a heart attack. So, as you said, shoveling snow is it's actually a really strenuous activity. It's for the fit. It's for people that, exercise regularly. And And, you know, a lot of people have a strong work ethic and they want to go out there and they want to shovel the snow. But, you know, most times their heart and their body, it's not ready for it. So shoveling snow might actually increase your risk for a heart attack.
Yeah, so we really want to caution our listeners about that. And we want to remind women especially who often will put off their own care, you know, as caretakers generally, and they're not listening to their bodies.
Right.
They have to listen to your body.
Yeah.
And if you feel nauseous or you have shortness of breath, this really could be some symptom.
Right. If something feels off, you know, take care of yourself.
Okay, and these symptoms are also for men, so I don't want to give the wrong impression. They're also for men, but because heart disease is the killer, number one killer of women, we want to just really just try to stress what the warning signs are so everyone, especially women and men, can pay attention to what those warning signs are. So chest pain or discomfort, upper body pain. You can have, we hear a lot about tingling in the arm.
Right.
And it's not the side of your heart all the time, but sometimes it could be. So any type of tingling.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to be pain. It could be more of a kind of an annoying thing. You know, it might come and go. It might come back. Chest fullness. And it might not particularly hurt.
And we have to learn to listen to our hearts, both our heart for healthy guidelines and our heart for the emotional things that we need. We have to listen more and be more aware.
Right.
Excellent. Any wrap-up things that you want to say to our listeners today, Rachel?
Well, you know, we didn't really talk about the tips for shoveling snow. So just a couple quick tips. Take frequent breaks. Don't eat a heavy meal prior to shoveling. And it's better to lift smaller amounts of snow more times than a heavy, you know, a heavy big amount. And so just a couple tips of shoveling snow. But hopefully we won't have to shovel much snow, right?
We're hoping. Yeah. We're definitely hoping. I think that we're going to be okay now. It's, I think, just a little more snow or sleet today, and then we're halfway through with winter, with February by Saturday. I have this all worked out, and nobody's going to talk me out of this because I have to be positive about this. But the good thing is we do have, even Saturday being Valentine's Day and the 14th, we still do have two more weeks to promote and educate people about heart. The whole month is dedicated to heart health, is
right.
It not?
Going red.
So going red. Everyone, we're red the whole rest of the month. Today is the 9th. We really have to do a better job. We have 19 days left in the month to really do what they do in October, where everyone, almost by the end of October,
right.
Everyone's sick of
out.
It.
Uh-huh.
You're pinked out. So we want to paint the town red here. So hope everyone takes advantage. If you do have questions for Rachel Stevenson, the health educator, I know she'd be happy to talk to you at 908-387-9888. And I just want to give that quit line again, because it could take, as Rachel said, 7 to 9 times. You could call the New Jersey quit line at 866-657-8677. And I'm sure they have the resource or similar resources across the country to help people quit smoking. So let today be the day that you change what you're eating, how you're eating, how you're exercising, how you think about yourself, and focus on your heart. That's really what's important. So we're going to go to a commercial, and then we'll have the news. Ruth Ann, Celebration Hour, will not be in the studio today, so we're going to do a daily rewind. But Rachel and I do appreciate you listening to us here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we hope you'll come back next Monday for our next show.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894,
this is like a crazy
Ameriprise
thing.
Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See rideday.com/February for details.
On Monday, the winners for couples married the longest will be announced for every state. But according to newsman John Clemens, no one can match the national winners.
Diane Bomback of Worldwide Marriage Encounter says Dale Rocky, husband to Alice, doesn't understand all the fuss.
He doesn't really see what the big deal is.
Bomback says,